joined by Scott McLaughlin. I think it's a little quieter now, so we should be able to hear. But yeah. How you feeling going into your second Long Beach experience?
Yeah, I feel good. Loved this track last year. Didn't qualify. There was a narrative in my year that well, and felt like I was pretty strong in the race. But that's the big thing right now is just making sure I'm on top of my fast laps and getting that right. And obviously we got that right at St. Pete, and coming to a street track again, it gives me good confidence of our package and what we've got. So excited for what's ahead. Very hot today. See what happens. Because it's going to cool off over the weekend.
So when it's it's 94 today, it's like 70 the rest of the weekend. What can you grab from today, that's useful for tomorrow morning's practice, for qualifying the rest of the weekend?
I guess acclimatizing myself with the track again, knowing that most likely if my car handles good today, it's going to be pretty good tomorrow and Sunday. So especially when the track gets up as well. So today is just get back into it, have a solid session, try a couple of things, see if we can get a read on a few things, but most importantly, just get some confidence for tomorrow so we can hit it hard.
You're off to a fantastic start the first couple weekends of the year. How do you keep that going into this weekend and kind of heading into the month of May now?
Yeah, I don't think we need to change anything we're doing. We just need to keep just focused on, consistency and, doing what we can do. Like, if we've got, the last two races, we've had cars that can contend for wins, and we managed to pull them off. And that's the whole weekend. If I come out, the whole year has got to be like that. If I come out this weekend, I've only got a sixth-place car, I've got to try and make it a sixth-place car. If I can do that and make it better, that's what builds championships. So I'm thankful that I've competed for championships, my whole career, so I'm able to lean on some of the experience that I had of that. So I understand how to do it. It's not my first time, but, it's a long way to go yet. And if we can keep just punching the results out early in the season, I think we'll be there or thereabouts later on.
So we talked about it back in the fall, but you had your first fantasy football year. Now football season's done. How'd it go?
I won.
You won?
Yeah, I won my first year. So they say,
I think I've been playing for 25 years and I've never won.
No, I won.
We almost won. I almost won.
Yeah, I did.
No, I won my first year. So I was like, all right, one and done. I'm not doing it anymore.
No,
I'm joking.
Yeah, keep that winning percentage at 100.
No, but you know what? My other two teams, they finished. We got into the semis. So I got 1-1 and finished fourth on the other two, so it wasn't too bad. So
I'm in a fantasy baseball league with your engineer, Ben Bressman.
Oh, you really?
And a bunch of other Penske guys. I still don't know how I got in it, but I finished last all 3 years that I've been in it.
That'd be I don't understand baseball. I do understand baseball, but I don't know the players enough, and I probably don't follow it. It's too many games for me to follow it.
I mean, I've followed baseball my whole life, but this league, there's guys that are like, we did like 7 mock drafts before the season started. And I'm like,
I'm just one of those basic fans that just knows who Mike Trout is and a few other people.
That's fair.
The guy on the Angels that bats and pitches as
Otani,
well. He's a beast. I love that guy. I love that he can do both. That's what's really cool.
Super cool.
All rounder.
Well, that's all we got for you. So
no worries.
Good luck this weekend.
Sick. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. It's Long Beach. You've obviously, I don't think, have raced here before, so how you feeling about this weekend?
I'm really excited. I did it on the sim. Very cool. I like the whole hairpin deal. I was like, wow, it's pretty cool. But I was seeing different techniques. Some drivers doing one hand. Some were still doing the two. So I don't know what I'm going to be. But we did the track walk yesterday with IndyCar. They were kind of following us. So we decided that I'm going to be two hands and a knee. That's going to be my speed. Exactly. But no, I'm really excited. The track looks a lot of fun. Doesn't seem too bumpy for it being a street course. So. And obviously the show up here is crazy. I mean, I went to the ticket station, there are so many people coming in. I'm like, this is going to be busy. So I'm excited.
It's very hot today, as we've kind of talked about all morning here, but the rest of the weekend is pretty cool. So are you able to grab a lot of data from today still that will transfer throughout the weekend still?
I think so, yeah. I mean, any track time is track time, even though today's going to be hot and the rest of the weekend's going to be cool. Thankfully, I was really happy with that. I think God heard my prayers yesterday for it to not be this hot. If anything, probably the seat might help put a little bit more grip down coming tomorrow. So, overall, there's a lot of things we have to do, a lot of new things that Honda showed us. So we need to kind of get it all down and just get some clean running for practice one.
So let's go back to Texas. You had an amazing save.
Yeah.
How? What are you thinking about when the car is not facing the right way on the track? Are you like, oh, I wonder what Spotify song I should send to Mike later? Or are you like, how does your mind? How do you focus?
Yeah, so it goes by so quick. I made the move. I knew the high line was gonna be a little bit risky, but the first 3/4 of the corner was fine. The car was hooked. Yeah. I was like, this is no problem. Great. And then I felt a little bit of an understeer wash going up, and I was like, I'll stay flat. This seems fine. But then as soon as, you know, the banking kind of pressed out and I had that big moment, it was kind of just praying. Because it was so quick. Thankfully, though, I had a little bit of a moment before the big one, so I saw it coming. So I already was, like, feathering the throttle off. But on the video and on the TV, it looked like I just stayed flat. I didn't really lose much time to Connor, so I was like, yeah, I stayed flat. So.
Totally. No big deal
yeah,
at all.
But, absolutely saved that really big moment.
Yeah.
Is it in a moment like that, and you kind of get going again, is it hard to, like, forget about it, like,
yeah,
recover and be like, all right, I got a race to worry about now?
I mean, yeah, it's a normal thing, I think, for the brain when something almost puts you in the wall and, you know, can put your life at risk. I think your brain says, let's not do that again. But like they say in my favorite show, The Last Kingdom.
Awesome show.
Yeah, very good show. They say to get courage, you have to break through that fear. So, yeah, I mean, definitely for the next 10 laps, I didn't do anything but sit behind Connor and just said I was going to fuel save. But that was my excuse. But I knew I had at some point to do it again. So thankfully I had the yellow flag. I could cool down, have a bit of a sip of water. So then I was like, all right, let's do it again.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Up next is Jimmy Johnson. One of the initiatives you're working with this weekend is Tech Force. I know it's a charity group and STEM research, and I'm going to let you explain it because I only heard about it about 5 minutes ago.
Great. Now, I think that there's a few pieces to this. One, Carvana's continued growth and involvement in the sport, and their desire to help showcase a few charities this year. So I think we'll have four in total, and Tech Force is the first one. And with the importance of STEM research and educating young boys and girls, young men and women coming through to be ready for the workforce, it's just an awesome way to raise awareness for this great charity. And hopefully we have a great run on Sunday and we can raise more attention for them.
What are the other charities that you'll be working with this year through Carvana?
I can't tell you just yet.
Take
our thunder away of our announcement.
Yeah, fair. Okay, fair point. How are you feeling about your second Long Beach Grand Prix?
I feel really good. It might sound really stupid and basic, but the basics I now know. I know where to park. I know where I'm sleeping. I know where the garage is. So it's just, I'm in a much more comfortable spot. That will certainly carry over to the track, and knowing the circuit and tires and car and track evolution, like all those little details, should be helpful.
It's very hot today. The rest of the weekend, pretty good. How much can you grab from today for the rest of the weekend, data-wise and track-wise, that is transferable?
I think for drivers like myself with a little experience, we'll take every second we can get. It could be 200 degrees out there, we'll take it. For the veterans, you know, it could be a day that's confusing. You know, if you tune the car for these hot conditions, once we start the race and it's 20, 30 degrees cooler, it's going to be a different animal. So I think the veterans are going to be very measured and calm. I think the at least, you know, lower experienced drivers are going to pound out every lap that they can.
Awesome, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tech Force founder, also Mike. You know, we're just talking to Jimmy Johnson about the Tech Force charity. So how did Tech Force start, and you know, what is the overall goal of Tech Force?
So our mission is to help students to and through their careers as transportation tracks. So from racing to motorcycles, airplanes, boats, the whole spectrum. We started 17, 18 years ago.
Okay.
We're the largest grantor of scholarships in the category for post-secondary technical education for transportation. $1.2 million, $1.5 million a year we award in scholarships. Ford runs all of their scholarships in that category through us.
Okay.
So that's half of what we do, and the other half is helping get the word out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listenersurvey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
There's five vacancies for every tech school graduate right now. Jobs.
Okay.
So there's a massive shortage, super high demand. So we're here to help get the obstacles out of the way, help if there's financial obstacles. But we also, we created an online community because techs aren't on Facebook.
Yeah.
Old people. They're not on LinkedIn. Old people. So we had some Gen Zers create something called JoinTechCourse.org. It's free. It's underwritten by our sponsors. No advertising, which is kind of cool. But we're bringing 25 students here this weekend, courtesy of Carvana. They signed up in that community. It's got training and events, but it's all gamified because Gen Zers need games. And so we literally...
We like competition.
Yep. And so there's over 10,000 students and working techs in there right now. And a really cool thing is there's... This is not cool, but the solution's cool. There's less around 2% of the working techs are women. Cool thing, their crew's got several women, which is really cool. Our community that I was talking about, this JoinTechForce.org, about 33% of the active people in there are women. Every Wednesday, we promote another woman across all our social channels, a woman tech. And so we're really working to get the word out there and inspire not just young people, but career changers. We actually have a scholarship recipient right now as a 59-year-old woman who's in school to become a tech.
That's awesome.
So it's a full spectrum.
What's it like being partnered with Jimmy Johnson?
Awesome. He and Carvana have been great to work with. Yeah. He's such a great guy, as you probably know. I had the personal opportunity to work with him at Make-A-Wish Foundation when I was there years ago. So when they said Jimmy, I'm like, awesome. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yep. He's the real deal. And, I mean, his words were that the technicians are the backbone of the racing space. I mean, they don't do their job, he doesn't win. And so we're thrilled to be a part of that and to hopefully get our brand and message of TechForce Foundation out there so we can help more people.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Joined by Alex Pillow.
Where's our mink?
We just talked about this with Mr. Malukas. My dog thought it was a toy, and he ate it. So
that's an issue.
Yes, minor problem. That's what I get for like not paying attention to a puppy when he's running around my house.
You know, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt the start of this.
Equipment on the ground.
It was in my briefcase, which was on my bed, and I was milling about the house, and I went upstairs, and I'm like, it's missing a piece. So you
it's
know,
right.
it's my fault.
Cool. It looks cool. Yeah.
You know, we make the best of it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this weekend?
Really good, yeah. It's warm, which it's not that warm in Italy. I think you feel the same way. But, I feel like we had a really good weekend last year. Obviously, we were fighting for the championship and winning it. It made it so special. But we didn't win here, so we want to go for that. I think we have a good car. We will not know until qualifying time or race time. But, I feel strong about our car and hopefully our options of winning as well.
Does it help coming back here in April after having been here, you know, the end of September? So there's a short turnaround time, so the track is kind of a little bit more fresh in your mind than going a year in between?
I think not really. Like, at the same, it's the same for everybody. So everybody's been here 6 months ago. So it's not like you get an advantage or anything. But, it's fun. It's fun. It felt like, obviously, it was the last race of the season. So it felt like it was yesterday. And we just want to get a good weekend.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.